Daf, today we are learning Brachos Daf Vov. This Daf has 34 psukim in total, and we're going to be focusing on the pasuk which appears on Daf Vov Amabez, which is in Melachim Aleph Yud Ches, and it is psukim Lamed Vov to Lamed Zion. The pasuk that we're going to be focusing on is Vayhi ba'alois ha-mincha, it was at the time of mincha. Vayigash Eliyahu ha-navi vayomar Hashem Elokei Avraham Yitzhak v'Yisrael. He says, Hashem, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Hayom Yivoda, today let it be known, Ki Ato Elohim, be Yisrael, that you are the all-powerful God of Israel, V'ani Avdecha, and I'm your servant, Uvidvorcha Asisi, Eis Kol Hadvorim O'ele. And it was at your behest that I did all of these things. The reason why the Gemara quotes this in context is that the Gemara is saying that one should be careful with Mincha because Eliyahu was only answered at Mincha. This drasha operates on the fact that the third word in the pasuk is ha-mincha. This is when he davened at mincha and he was answered then. Let's put this in context. What is actually going on? So to understand this, we are introduced in Melachim Aleph to an individual whose name is Eliyahu. We don't have very much background about him. We know he's from Gilad, and we know that he steps into the scene during the reign of a king called Ahav. Ahav is a complicated character in Tanakh. Ahav is a person who is the king of the northern kingdom of Israel, and he does some things which are good, that he's able to maintain unity in society, but on the other hand, he does many terrible things. He marries a woman called Izebel, who's a non-Jewish woman, this is a political marriage, from the north, from the area of Tyre, and he marries her, and she introduces through him, through his power, idol worship throughout the land of Israel. Eliyahu will not tolerate this and declares, by himself, a famine on the earth. And it takes 3 years, and people are starving, people are thirsting away. And Eliyahu is commanded by Hashem to confront Ahav. He sets up a meeting and a liaison. There's a liaison through a person called Avadia, and there's going to be a showdown. Eliyahu decides that he summons Ahav and the Nevi'ei Baal. These are the prophets of the god of the local people, which Israel unfortunately is serving now, also related to the rain god. And he gathers them for the showdown at the famous Har Carmel at Mount Carmel. And Eliyahu then, at that point in time, is when he turns to the crowd and he admonishes them and he says, how can you be able to hedge your bets? Monotheism doesn't work like that. You can't say, I'm going to serve Hashem and I'm going to serve the Baal, which is what people were doing. They weren't just serving the Baal. They were serving whoever they thought would help them. And he admonishes them, and here's how he throws down the gauntlet. What he does is he says, I'm going to give you the chance to go first. You're going to take your animal. You're going to sacrifice this animal and put it on the Mizbeach and see whose sacrifice is going to be accepted. And that's exactly what happens. The Nevi'ei Baal set up their sacrifice. They put it on the altar and they start incantations, chanting, and nothing really happens. And Eliyahu starts to mock them and start cutting themselves, self-mutilating as part of the service, and nothing seems to work. At which point, then we now meet our pasuk, which is when Eliyahu now, what he does is he digs a trough around the Mizbeach. He asks them to pour water into it. And remember, this is after 3 years of drought and famine. So water is an extremely expensive entity. And he uses that to pour it around the Mizbeach. And that's when he prays to Hashem at the time of the Mincha. Why is it at Mincha? Because he is second in the game here. He is the second one to be able to do this. He prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the fire comes down from heaven, consumes the entire Korban, the entire Mizbeach area, through all the water which it was doused in. And that's when everybody shouts, Hashem Hu HaElokim, Hashem is God, where they see the unity of Hashem's name, the Midah of Hashem Havaya and the Midah of Elokim are brought together, which is something which only happens at certain points in Tanakh. This is the background to this, and what the Gemara is doing is, the Gemara is saying, is that the point in time which Eliyahu was answered was at Mincha. Homiletically speaking, it could also mean that the idea of Mincha over here is at a time in between, at a time when it's not clear, at a time when it's the middle of the afternoon, it's not a clearly spiritual time. This is the time when Eliyahu is reaching out, and the fact that he trusts Hashem even when it's not clear, even when the odds are stacked against him, that is ultimately when perhaps we have the greatest amount of power. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.